So ultimately, it is up to you to determine how much work you need to do to feel satisfied for a successful career. I mean, really, it is up to you.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. Insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Welcome aboard. So glad that you're here. I think we're going to have a really good time today because I want to give you 5 tips to a winning career. I'm going to explain all about that and give you the 5 tips to a winning career in just one moment. I would like to take this opportunity in the podcast to thank you so much for listening. I really enjoy hearing from you. If you are so inclined and these podcasts have had some value for you, please go ahead and go to castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. Go to the website. You can check out some free downloadable PDFs. And I also have a place where you can leave a voicemail. Really easy. Just click on leaving a voicemail and you'll see that. Things are quite busy here at McCorkle Casting right now. We are really involved in being seen for a lot of feature films. Plus, we're continuing to do our regional theater work and still in development for a television project, which I'm kind of getting excited about as well. So we're quite busy in the office, and that's a long-winded way of saying that I might not be able to answer your emails right away, but I try to do my very, very best. But most importantly, I'm overwhelmed by the support I've been getting from all over the world. I've even gotten some downloads from Uruguay, the Philippines. So it's just kind of cool that you're tuning in and listening. And I always say that if you're still listening, I'm going to be still doing the podcast. So thank you so very, very much. 5 tips to a winning career. Well, the reason I came up with this is I really thought that when you have a structured list of things to take a look at and really analyze, see where you are with these tips and see if they can be improved upon by taking a look at these 5 tips. I can promise you that if you do these 5 tips, you're going to be well on your way to feeling much more successful. And the more successful you feel, the more successful you're going to be. Tip number 1. This is something I've heard a couple of times from other casting people. And so with all due respect to those other casting people, I thought I would pass it along. I'm not claiming this as my own information, but I think it really bears sharing. Tip number 1, think of the acting career that you want 3 years from now. In other words, project where you want your career to be 3 years from now. So you can close your eyes, imagine where you want your career to be. And you can say things to yourself like, I'll have an agent and I will have a good solid body of auditions under my belt. And I will have booked myself some roles in films or I've been cast in some plays. Those are all excellent projections to have, that your career will be at a level that ... fill in the blanks. Now, here's the trick. Be that person now. Be the person that you want to be 3 years from now into your head now. So everything that is motivated through that model of success that's realistic, that is appropriate for who you are, and be that now. That will be just an excellent foundation for everything you approach, everything you filter with choices that are in front of you, with relationships that you have, with business relationships. And so I think that's a great first tip. So think of the career that you want 3 years from now and act like it today. Tip number two, it's time to take a look at the picture and resume again. I know. Some people just want to be completely satisfied with their picture and resume, and they think that they're done, and they use that picture and resume until it just doesn't work for you anymore. So now is a time to take a really close, hard look at your picture and your resume. First and most importantly, is your resume up to date? I think that's the most important, because also that's the easiest one that you can adjust. I can't tell you how many times I get resumes that are inaccurate, that have too much stuff on them. They have too many items listed on the resume, because as a casting director, I only have 15 seconds to really scrutinize your resume and look for those important points. You really need to take a look at your resume. Does it tell me how you want to be cast? So that if you have a lot of musical theater stuff and you're interested in continuing on to do musical theater stuff, that's great. Do that. If, on the other hand, you're in musical theater and you want to start thinking about more straight acting work on stage, then you need to shift that resume for those projects that you've done, those projects that you've worked on that are in relation to the kind of career you want to have. I know it's hard. I know it's hard because we really want to look like we're extremely successful. And it's really ironic to me that the younger you are, the more stuff you want to put on your resume. And that really goes to feeling insecure about the work that you've done. And let me just tell you that the work that you've done to this point has gotten you here. There's a reason why you're listening to this podcast. There's a reason why you're interested in a successful acting career. So be proud of who you are and scrutinize your resume to reflect exactly where you are and who you are and how you want others to see you. And that will go a long way towards launching your career in a winning way. Now, the picture kind of goes without saying. If you've changed your hair color, if you've changed your hair cut, if you've grown up and it's maybe 6 to 8 months since your last picture, yeah, I know that's hard. 6 to 8 months seems like not that long ago, but take a look at that picture. Does it reflect how you want to be seen by people in the business? Is it an honest reflection of your personality? Is there something in that picture that gives me more than just a photograph of you? Does it give me some personality? How do the eyes look in your picture? Are you saying something interesting or provocative or fun in what you're thinking when that shot was taken? Does the shot feel spontaneous and not posed? So that's step number two. Check your picture. Check your resume. Is it accurate? Does it fully represent who you are now? Step number three, you might not like this. I know it's hard, but it's a great goal to achieve. But I believe that you should now develop, pick, choose, and work on a new monologue for you. I'm always surprised that people think that your monologue days are over. In fact, there was a point in time where I used to say that to students. I used to say to them, you know, when you've graduated from your BFA or MFA program, you won't have to do monologues anymore. And I was very, very short-sighted in that thinking, only because I'm seeing such incredible work being done on film and television. And a lot of that work has to do with well-written monologues. I would even go so far as to suggest that you find a monologue of that's on TV or in a film, transcribe it, and work on it for you. One quick example is, as I saw a student transcribe a monologue from the television series, This Is Us. And there's some really wonderful monologues being written, and many playwrights contribute to the script of This Is Us on television. And so I suggest strongly that you could literally listen to it and transcribe it and then work on it. It's always great to have something that you're working on while you're pursuing your career. If nothing else, the fact that you're dedicated yourself to working on something is a huge pat on the back that you will always have something in progress. And that's very rewarding. You won't beat yourself up with the day-to-day downs that you might get beaten up with. you will absolutely feel better that you've got something that you can continue to work for. So step number three, transcribe, develop a new monologue for yourself. Number four, this has to do with assembling the tools that are necessary for a winning career. Here are the tools. Number one is wardrobe. Now, I know I left an entire podcast about what to wear. So if you're unsure of that particular podcast, I urge you, please go listen to the podcast about the actor's wardrobe. Take another look. Do you have the appropriate clothing for auditions, clothing that you feel great wearing, and clothing that is separate from your day-to-day wardrobe? The acting audition wardrobe should be a separate entity in your items of clothing. How is your video audition set up? If you're going to be doing self-submitting, how is that looking? What are you using? What's your lighting like? What background do you shoot on? Do you have a beautifully clean, impeccable 200 thread count sheet that you can hang up and looks great as a background? If not, maybe you need to take a look at what kinds of auditions are being sent to casting directors. I also, again, not to just keep talking about the podcast, but I've got a two-parter on how to set yourself up for video auditions. Video submitting is going to be one of those things we're going to be seeing more and more of as time goes on. I think that you will find it extremely beneficial if you have that set up as part of your tools already in place. Because when it's already in place, that becomes a no-brainer when you get an audition and you've got to shoot something and get it into a casting person in 24 hours. Having the wardrobe in place, having a way to shoot yourself on video in place, and I'm talking about all the tools. Somebody that can help you put it together. What kind of editing software do you use? Do you have three-point lighting? Do you have that $9 lavalier microphone that can plug into your phone so that the sound is exceptionally good? Those are the kinds of things that I call your tools that you need to have when called upon to submit that kind of work. So that's step number four, putting together, assembling your tools for your career. Step number five, and last but not least, and this is a little bit more extended number five, so I don't want to bore you about these details, but I'm going to kind of go through them rather quickly. Step number five is you need to make a list. Now, it doesn't sound hard at all, does it? You just simply need to sit down and make a list. I know I mentioned this before in an earlier podcast, but my mother was just, she's 92 now, bless her heart. And she always taught me, Jeff, when you make a list, you have to sit down, clean sheet of paper, and number one, what you need to do is write, make list. Then you can check that off. And you'll feel good that you've accomplished the first thing on your list, which is make a list. All right, so now you've done that. Here are the lists that I need you to make. You need to make a list of the resources that are available to you right now. What resources are available to you right now? And here's some examples. Do you have a mentor in place? Somebody that you can rely on for support? Somebody who is an advocate for you. My recent podcast on that is available as well, so please re-listen. If you haven't listened to it, I urge you to listen to it. I believe very strongly that if every actor has a support person in front of them to bounce stuff off of, somebody who is of like mind, they can really make a difference in your outlook and give you career advice you might not have thought of. So that would be one thing on the list. Who is your mentor? Who's your support person? Number two, what agents are you working with if you're freelancing? What agents are you signed with if you're signed? What agents are you interested in working with? Now that's a little harder because a lot of actors are looking for representation, people to represent them to the casting directors. Somebody that wants to work with you because they admire your talent and they know that there are job opportunities out there because of who you are. The big but is that oftentimes actors don't spend the time to do the research on what agencies are right for them. And so do your research. What resources are out there for you to find out what agents are best for you. You can simply go to your local area. You can go to your unions, your equity. You can go to SAG-AFTRA. Who are the agents that represent the actors that you see yourself working with? So that's some Google searching. That's word of mouth. But that goes on your list of resources. What resources are available to you as far as representation is concerned? Now, that also goes for managers. I don't mean to leave managers out of the picture. Managers are not franchised by the unions, but managers can be very, very helpful for a lot of careers, but there are also a lot of skeevy managers out there. You know what I mean by skeevy? People who are just simply interested in making money off of you without any kind of career guidance or support. So be careful about that word manager. There are many, many excellent managers out there, but there's also a lot that are questionable in terms of their business ethics and practices. Be careful about that. That's on your list of resources. I guess if I were to continue on the list of resources, I would really want you to put that into three separate categories. Tip number five, list your resources. We're talking about your mentor or support person, agents. Who's a business advocate for you? Do you have somebody in your circle, in your group of friends or acquaintances, that has a great business mind that can help you manage your financial situation, that can help you with some creative ideas on how to maintain a career while in between jobs? So a support business advocate is something to also perhaps consider on your list. I would divide the list maybe even into three different categories. One would be personal. In other words, those people in your life, whether it's relationships, whether it's family, whether it's a significant other, maybe it's a sibling, I don't know. Who do you have in your circle that can address those personal needs that you might have? Somebody who cares about you as a person. Then second of all, the professional. And those are the ones that I talked about, the professional mentor, the agent, the business advocate. So that would be under the professional category. And then the third category that you might not have thought of is what I call the potential category. And that is those people that cross your path that might just be some kind of help to you that you didn't put on your list. There is this thinking of 6 degrees of separation, and you might be familiar with that, but there is actually statistically that you meet 3 new people every day. I'm not sure how somebody comes up with that statistic. Who the hell is counting? Do they have like a little clicker counter in their hand that they're clicking off that you've met somebody new? My point is that you meet new people, interesting people, people that might have an influence, people that might be useful to you, every single day. That's what I call the potential. Those potential relationships that are out there that you might not have met yet, but that would be something that you would put in your resource list category. So step number 5, list your resources, and that would be personal. What professional resources do you have? And what potential resources do you think are useful for you? For example, if I were to say to myself, I need some help really figuring out which photographer is best for me, and I've done all my research, and now I just need to talk to some people about how it was to work with that particular photographer because I'm getting some new pictures. So then you ask somebody that is in the business, or you ask somebody that's at your training location, whether you're taking acting classes, or you ask an actor who you normally wouldn't necessarily spend time with, but they have a fantastic picture, that you can start up a conversation, that you can put yourself out there. And I think that becomes a really great potential resource for you. And I encourage you very, very strongly to keep an open mind about it and keep the prospect of that kind of a relationship open. So there you are, 5 tips to a winning career. Tip number 1, think of where you want your career to be 3 years from now and act like it today. Tip number 2, review your picture and resume. Make sure it's accurate and up to date. Tip number 3, transcribe and or develop a new monologue for auditions. Tip number 4, the tools you need to assemble to make sure you're ready to go. That includes the actor's wardrobe and your self-submit video setup. Tip number 5, list your resources. A mentor, support person, agents, business advocates. In other words, personal, professional, and potential resources that can make a difference in your career. Wow, the time always seems to go fast when I get intense like this. Plus, I just happen to love caffeine, so what are you going to do? Thank you so much for listening. I hope this was helpful to you. If it was, please let me know. Please let me know what tips you're having difficulty with, or tell me if this has been helpful to you. I sure would love to know that somebody out there has listened to this and really found it valuable. It just means so much to me. Not so much for my ego, but just so much for my ego. Anyway, thank you so very much for listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and you've been listening to Casting Actors Cast.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.